local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number three on a Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Your interaction, we certainly appreciate it. Late last hour, we were talking about what are some weird rules that maybe you had a friend and they'd invite you over to your home when you were a kid. And we posed the question, what are some weird rules that the friend's family had? They're talking about it on social media. Had a texter, Austin, in, towards the end of last hour say that at his ex-girlfriend's house, you had to be inside the house or on the front porch by the curfew hour. If not, you were locked out for the rest of the night. So there's one. And says that that is the reason that she's an ex. So, yes, that would make sense. Ooh. Now, if you have any others you care to share, you can let us know, 850-437-1620. Or maybe you were the weird family that had the weird rules. We'd love to know what some of those rules were as well. 850-437-1620. Just shy of 6:15. We'll go ahead and get our traffic and weather update in here now before starting off with our top three stories and local headlines.
All righty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do still have a lot of heavy traffic caused from an accident on North Blue Angel Parkway coming southbound towards the place of the accident. We've got congestion backed up all the way to Godwin Lane. And if you actually just keep going down, the congestion reaches to Softly Pines Road. So going both ways there, both north and south, but especially south. That area is still heavily backed up. Other than that, though, we're not seeing a ton of traffic that is worth reporting on, luckily. We did have a couple of other accident reports late in the last hour, but any traffic issues that were caused by them have seemingly died down rather well.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer with a look at what's ahead weather-wise.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. It is 55 currently. Overnight low tonight's just going to be 53, so not too terrible. 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of close to 70 degrees. We'll probably get there. All right. Top three stories today. Today marks 2 months since the Israel-Hamas war began. Israel says its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of the region, which is where he is believed to be hiding underground. This comes as Palestinian civilians are fleeing the fighting at Israel's request, but some warn there is nowhere safe to go and supplies are quickly running out. The shooter, who killed three people at UNLV yesterday, was apparently a college professor. Law enforcement sources say the suspect was a 67-year-old career college professor who had unsuccessfully applied for a job at the school. The shooting started shortly before noon yesterday, local time, on the fourth floor of the school business school building there. And also, the top Democrat in the House says it's totally unacceptable for Congress to leave town for the holidays without passing aid for Ukraine.
That would be completely and totally unacceptable. It's important that we stand with Ukraine in an existential fight to push back Russian aggression.
And this, he says both Ukraine and Israel are in existential fights directly related to U.S. national security. Of course, yesterday we talked about this. State Senator Rick Scott, among the Republicans standing in the way of Ukraine aid without securing the southern border as well. Those are a look at our top three stories today. Busy one here locally as well. A bomb threat for the second day in a row, this one at Pensacola High School. Today,
no connection. We're looking into the source of the call that was received this morning about a bomb threat at Pensacola High School. And once we find out who did that, they will be prosecuted.
And he says both Ukraine and Israel, or I'm sorry, that's not the, I'm looking at the wrong, it's, I'm ready to go, man. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the school was evacuated at around noon while officers cleared the building, and the school resumed normal operations by 12:50. So good news there, and hope they apprehend the suspect quickly like they did yesterday. A bank robbery this afternoon on Pensacola's west side at around 2:45 in the afternoon at Penn Air on Softly Field Road. The suspect, wearing a black hooded jacket with a hood up on his head, wearing dark sunglasses and a white mask. After entering the bank, he allegedly went to the teller, demanded money, and then left with an undisclosed amount. Images of the suspect are shared to our News Radio Facebook page, and if you have information, you should contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Today at Escambia County Commission Chambers, they are in their regular meeting right now, but earlier this morning they had their agenda review meeting to set tonight's agenda, and they spent some time discussing the latest purchase offer at the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Last month, the county received a letter of intent from Beulah Town Center LLC to buy 375 acres of the property for $20 million.
If we had debt on the property, if we were more of a, you know, if we were more of a distressed seller, then I would, you know, I think I would be more interested in it.
That from Commission Chairman Stephen Berry. So the offer, 375 acres for $20 million. District 1 Commissioner Jeffrey Gosh says that while the offer follows the spirit of the master plan, its valuation is too low, and it would also not allow the county to retain 250 acres for job creation. 6:20, we will take a break. Coming back, a look at our state and national headlines. Pensacola right now.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorneys' fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit before 6:25, so we will get our traffic and weather update just a little bit ahead of schedule here. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there's not much to report on, luckily. We are still dealing with some congestion on North Blue Angel Parkway. Going in both directions, traffic has been heavily backed up there because of an accident report we got earlier. If you are traveling southbound on North Blue Angel Parkway, you are going to be backed up past Bellevue Avenue. And if you're traveling northbound, you're going to be backed up past Perkins Street. So it is heavily backed up. The accident report itself happened just beyond the intersection with Softly Field Road. So just so you know what we're dealing with there, traffic is still very much impacted in that area. Other than that, we're not seeing much to report on. We do have some slight congestion. There was an accident reported near the downtown area, but it hasn't caused a lot of hiccups just yet. Other than that, though, just about pretty smooth sailing, Joe.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Taking a look at our forecast.
Cold weather moves out for now. Friday, a little bit easier to deal with. Low temperatures on Friday morning, only in the 50s, and high temperatures on Friday near the 70s. We'll have also a small chance for rain, about 20%, spotty showers throughout the day. Higher rain chance on Saturday with highs about 73 degrees. Rain chance on Saturday sits at about 50%. Showers and thunderstorms possible. The highest chance for rain will be Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, 54 right now. 53 the overnight low tonight, mostly cloudy. And 30% chance of showers Friday, high of 68 with mostly cloudy skies. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. All bets are on, according to the Seminole Tribe.
Ah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That was clever.
Oh, yeah. Described as a new era in gaming beginning in Florida, the Seminole Tribe relaunching its online betting app to all Floridians this week. Industry experts are betting big on Florida's appetite for sports betting.
Florida has been and is going to be one of the biggest sports betting markets in the entire country.
I'm on a roll, baby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right.
Craps, roulette, and in-person sports betting also made their debut today at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Tribe will launch the games tomorrow at its Tampa Casino and on Monday at several other locations as well. Of course, this comes after the U.S. Supreme Court did not block the state's 2021 deal to offer online sports betting in Florida.
So. And first-time claims for unemployment benefits are up in Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports initial filings rose to about 5,900 last week. That's up from around 4,000 the previous week.
By the way, since we won't have traffic here for another 9 minutes or 10 or 11, texter 98 eastbound at Greenbrier. Don't know if that one's been mentioned, but in Gulf Breeze, a new accident just popping up there. So
really?
Thank you for that, texter. We appreciate it.
I think I see it. Yeah.
What was the one that you just did?
The accident that I covered?
No. The story you just
did. Oh, the story. The one about unemployment benefits in the state.
All right. The College Board is revising the framework for its AP African American Studies course months after it became the target of Governor DeSantis and other state leaders. The new framework, officially launching for the 2024-25 school year, excludes topics like the Black queer experience, but does still mention the Black Lives Matter movement and former 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick's protesting police brutality during the national anthem as areas for further study.
And Florida lawmakers are trying, once again, to impose annual fees for electric car owners. The State Senate Transportation Committee backed a proposal yesterday that would require the owners to pay a $200 registration fee to try to offset potential losses in gas taxes. Drivers would then pay $25 to $50 a year, depending on their vehicle.
National headlines today. Of course, we would be remiss if we did not mention that today is the 82nd anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Remembering those over 2,400 American lives lost, 1,100 others injured as well on that day that launched us into World War II.
And the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, accused of trying to crash a plane in October, is still in custody in Portland. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson is being arraigned today on charges of reckless endangerment and endangering an aircraft. His attorney says he was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before the flight. That is quite an ironclad defense there.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, man.
Yeah. Also, a Texas mom challenging the state's near-total abortion ban has won a temporary restraining order that could allow her to end the pregnancy. Lawyers for Kate Cox argue the medical exemption in the state law is vague, and the doctor worries about a lifetime prison sentence.
This position is not only cruel and dangerous, but it flies in the face of the Texas Constitution, medical ethics, and the laws themselves.
The lawsuit is believed to be the first of its kind in the nation since the Supreme Court last year overturned Roe v. Wade.
And the House is investigating three top universities after the institution's leaders failed to explicitly say that calling for a genocide of Jews violates their code of conduct. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce announced it opened an investigation into Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania today for what it called rampant anti-Semitism on their campuses by students and faculty.
And by the way, I think I saw Governor DeSantis post this on X today. CNN is looking like the next host for the Republican debate. It's going to be in Iowa less than a week before the 2024 caucus. It'll be at Drake on January 10th, and that's 5 days before the first in the nation caucuses. CNN says candidates will only be eligible if they get at least 10% in three different national or an Iowa poll of Republican caucus goers or primary voters. So that may be the end of Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy. We'll see. 6:30 right now. That's a look at what's happening nationally. Coming back with a look at the world of sports. I'm going to ask Austin to sell me on watching tonight's Thursday night football game.
My argument is good, I swear.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Donald Trump appears in court again for a civil fraud trial in New York. Fox's C.B. Cotton reports.
Former President Donald Trump celebrating a legal win, a New York appellate court allowing Trump's business certificates to remain intact as this civil fraud trial continues.
We appreciate it. I think the country appreciates it.
Trump is expected to testify in his own defense Monday.
Trump is accused of inflating assets in order to receive favorable loans from banks. A remembrance ceremony in Honolulu, Hawaii, to remember the attack on Pearl Harbor 82 years ago today. A moment of silence broken by F-22 fighter jets at 7:55 a.m. to mark the start of the operation by Japanese forces against the U.S. The Japanese attack killed over 2,400 Americans. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mortgage rates are still falling. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down to 7.03% today. It was 7.22% a week ago. This, the sixth straight weekly decline. At the end of October, the average was just about 7.8%. With rates coming down over the last month and a half, applications for mortgages have increased five straight weeks. Stocks rebounded solidly today, led by technology issues. The Dow Industrials recouped scooped 63 points. The S&P 500 rose 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 193, or 1.4%. Fans of 1970s and 80s classic rock have another big summer concert to consider. It was announced this morning that Def Leppard and Journey will team up for a 23-city stadium tour. It'll kick off July 6th at Busch Stadium in St. Louis and wrap up September 8th at Denver's Coors Field. The Steve Miller Band will open most of the shows, but some will instead have Cheap Trick or Heart on the bill. That's your money now.
REAP Maxwell Respite Center needs your monetary donations. They are not a shelter. Their transitional housing life skills, programs for the homeless, and emergency shelter programs work. They give a hand up, not a handout, by teaching self-sufficiency through life skills classes by using personalized case management. If you want to help the homeless make a change, please donate by visiting reapreentry.org and connect with Maxwell. They need your help to continue making this work.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tool. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. Coming off a bye week, the Bills season is on life support as they head to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. I'm not optimistic that the Bills will make the playoffs this year, but I do think they're going to have a big showing this Sunday. Josh Allen is going to be Superman this week, and I love the Bills plus 102 on the money line in another close sterling game between the Bills and Chiefs. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
This is Joe Ford with Pensacola Right Now. I can happily wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I can't wait to spend the next month listening to Christmas music and giving my 9-month-old little girl her first screenings of The Santa Claus, Home Alone, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and of course, It's a Wonderful Life. Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another check at the roads and weather. So we do have a couple of accidents. I hear you humming over there. We just got a couple of accidents to report on here, and one of them is far from new. On North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some issues there going both north and south, really between Softly Pines Road and Bellevue Road, excuse me, between those two streets. Well, actually, no, not quite. It has died down some. It's actually more between Softly Field and Softly Pines, going both north and southbound there. We've just had an accident report there in the last hour, and it has really given us a lot of trouble. But luckily, it does appear to be dying down some. As for Gulf Breeze, we had a texter, I think, come in with this one. On Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, across from El Rito Drive, there was an accident reported there, and it is still causing some congestion. But once again, it hopefully should die down soon. Other than that, there's not much to report on. So if you are stuck in traffic somewhere else, hopefully it will not hold you up too long.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Right now, 54, 53, the overnight low tonight, mostly cloudy, more cloud cover Friday, warmer, close to 70 degrees, 30% chance of showers. 638 here. Okay, Austin here, big Steelers fan, lifelong Steelers fan, and the Steelers take on the New England Patriots tonight. The lowest over-under total in 30 years in the NFL, 30 points. I don't know if that's changed since yesterday, but we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Austin, I've got the Hallmark Channel. I've got on Freeform, I've got 25 Days of Christmas. I have Apple TV Plus. I've got Netflix. I've got all these things. I can watch any Christmas movie that I want. I have not seen The Grinch yet with Jim Carrey. I've not watched that yet.
Okay.
So that's going to happen soon. So, like as the line goes from The Wolf of Wall Street, sell me this pen. I would like you, sir, to take a little bit of time here to sell me
this game
on the idea of watching the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots tonight.
Well, first of all, if you're a big sports fan, you're not going to be looking at a football game. And even if you don't know anything about it, you're not going to be putting it on par with Hallmark. Okay, if you're a sports fan, you're going to be inclined to give the football game a chance. But the problem is, it's when you see the Steelers and Patriots, you're like, ooh, you know, that might not be our best game. The thing is, though, while it could be an ugly game, it doesn't mean it's going to be a boring one. This can be a very chaotic game. Steelers are a very inconsistent offense. Patriots are just a flat-out terrible offense. But their defenses have been known to make some big plays and big moments, shut their opponents down. And it's an AFC rivalry, even if it is two has-been franchises at the moment. So when you put these two against each other, it may be low scoring. There may be a lot of turnovers. You may be wincing whenever you see the quarterback drop back to pass on for both teams.
Yeah.
But if this thing is 13-10, there's a minute left, and I don't know, let's say the Steelers are down 13-10, and they're at the Patriots 40. It's like, man, you're going to be watching, all right? You're going to be glued to the screen far easier than you're going to be glued to a Hallmark movie. That's all I'm saying. Defense wins championships, and defense can make a darn good football game. That's going to be the case tonight.
There is so Sean McDermott, the Buffalo Bills coach.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of sports, he is. By the way, my wife says that the Christmas movie is going to win out.
Okay, that's nice.
There is an article here, a 3-part series. Written by a Buffalo-based reporter named Tyler Dunn.
Okay.
And basically the gist of this article is he did a lot of interviews. You know, I'm sure there's coaches, players, gave them all anonymity to kind of discuss, like, hey, what is it about the Bills? You know, because they're 6-6, they've been struggling, and really ever since that divisional game against the Chiefs back in 2020, 2021?
It was something like that.
It's kind of gone down.
Oh, yeah.
So as part of this article, there is a snippet here where I'm reading it here. At St. John Fisher College, McDermott's morning address began innocently enough. He told the entire team they needed to come together, but then, sources on hand say, he used a strange model. The terrorist on September 11th.
Oh, my God.
What? He cited the hijackers as a group of people who were all able to get on the same page to orchestrate attacks to perfection. One by one, McDermott started asking specific players in the room questions. What tactics do you think they used to come together? A young player tried to methodically answer. What do you think their biggest obstacle was? A veteran answered, TSA, which mercifully lightened the mood.
Oh, my God.
McDermott was asked about it at his news conference today, and
yeah.
He said not that he confirmed that there was a conversation about 9/11. He did not say that specifically like, oh yeah, that's what I said, but he also didn't say, oh, that never happened either.
Yeah, that sounds like it gives it some credence.
Yeah.
What a terrible hill to die on. I mean, I understand what he was trying to say, but as we found out earlier with my whole technology versus wild animal thing, so I'm the king of analogies. That was not the analogy to make. You know, we're talking about football here and why our football team is now washed up. So this is kind of like the deadliest terrorist attack on U.S. soil
sure.
ever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what?
Yeah,
what?
I
mean,
I don't know what the rationale is there. Yeah,
yeah, because that's the thing. I hate it. Like, you hear it in politics all the time. Whenever Trump, Biden, whoever says, does something you don't like, you hear people say, this is just like Nazi Germany.
Here's McDermott addressing it today.
Okay. Team meeting that has been brought up. My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication and being on the same page with the team. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Not only was 9/11 a horrific event in our country's history, but a day that I lost a good family friend.
Ah, jeez.
And so with that, I'll turn it over to answer any questions.
All right,
He went the PR
route.
That's
a confirmation. He's like, yeah, it happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. He went the PR route saying, I understand it was bad. I'm sorry. That tells me that is an admission of guilt.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. As I said, people in this country, whenever the president does something you don't like, it's like, oh, this is just like being in Nazi Germany. It's like, no, it's not. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The president may suck, but no. And that's the thing. It's like, he should have known. This is not comparable.
Yeah, said he plans on addressing it with the team later on today. This was earlier this afternoon. So,
oh my God,
we'll see. I mean, yeah, that's not good there. Of course, the Bills play the Chiefs on Sunday.
Go Chiefs!
It's a game they gotta win. They have to beat the Chiefs.
No, that is huge. If it's to reclaim a winning record, and it's the Chiefs, one of the best teams in the AFC. Yeah, yeah, you got to take advantage.
The Bills could lose one more. They can't lose two. And they've got the Chiefs and the Cowboys back to back. So yeah. Anyway,
you gotta strategize like an Islamic extremist, perhaps. Right, Sean? Golly, what a fool.
All right, so there's that. 6:45, health, business, and science right after traffic and weather.
Thank you, sir. So we're looking around here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and still on North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some traffic incidents that are still causing some heavy backups, both north and southbound on North Blue Angel, ranging from Softly Field Road to just past Softly Pines Road. We've still got some heavy congestion there, so if you are in that area, expect to be held up for just a little bit longer. Other than that, though, we did cover some congestion from an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway heading towards Tiger Point. That has seemingly died down a decent amount. And outside of that, there's not much else to report on. So if you're stuck in traffic somewhere, hopefully it won't be for too long of time.
All right. 54 right now, mostly cloudy tonight, 53 for the low, 68 tomorrow, 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Mortgage rates falling back towards 7% after going over 8% in October. And refinance market is picking up a little bit. Applications to refinance increased 14% from the prior week and were 10% higher than the same week a year ago.
And the U.S. Postal Service has announced its shipping deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas. December 16th, that is 9 days from now. December 16th is the cutoff for five-day shipping using U.S. Postal Service Ground Advantage and first-class mail services. 2 days after that, December 18th, that's the last day to mail parcels if you pay for four-day shipping. And then 3 days after that, you have until December 21st if they use the Postal Service's Priority Mail Express one-day shipping option. These dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska for what should be obvious reasons.
All right. Also, a Northern California company is making history in the sky. Reliable Robotics launched and landed a plane 2 weeks ago while the pilot controlled it from the ground 50 miles away. I guess it's a life-sized remote control plane.
Oh, that's comforting.
The CEO, Robert Rose.
We as a species, we as a nation, possess the capability to put this more advanced level of automation into airplanes. We just need to do it.
I don't know about that. But anyway, Rose says that the 12-minute flight itself was boring, but that's good. He says technology will allow for more safety and autonomy in planes, and for now, the focus is on cargo and military aircraft with pilots still in control, just not on board. So,
yeah, I don't want a successful flight to be described as boring. I want it to be described as successful.
you know, I do wonder, though, like, let me park here on the military aircraft. Let's say, like a fighter plane, right?
Okay.
Having a pilot have the capability to be on the ground but in control, where they're still able to do all of the same maneuvers and just everything that you would learn at Top Gun or whatever,
all right,
to engage an enemy in a fight in the air. Obviously, the pilot is protected from immediate danger.
That's true.
And if they have the same ability and capability of being on the ground versus the exact same thing in the air, I don't know the answer to that question. If I ask one of the Blue Angels, they're probably like, I don't know. But I think it's interesting, the possibility of if that would ever be a reality. I mean, obviously, we've got drones, right?
Yeah, I think that is definitely safer as far as less immediate danger there.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just using this as a killing machine and not using it as something to transport innocent civilians.
Yeah.
6:50,
final break for us here on a Thursday, back with some wacky stories, good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Very beautiful music there from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This is just about 6:54, so we are just a minute ahead of schedule. We will get our last check of the roads and weather. Looking at our traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we still have some backups on North Blue Angel Parkway coming to and from Softly Pines Road. But while the backup is still severe, it has died down greatly. So if you're in that area, hopefully it will not hold you up for too much longer. Other than that, we don't have much to report on. So if you are out and about and you get caught up somewhere, hopefully you should be on your way soon.
All right, final check of the roads and weather now with meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Cold weather moves out for now. Friday, a little bit easier to deal with. Low temperatures on Friday morning only in the 50s, and high temperatures on Friday near the 70s. We'll have also a small chance for rain, about 20%, spotty showers throughout the day. Higher rain chance on Saturday with highs about 73 degrees. Rain chance on Saturday sits at about 50%. Showers and thunderstorms possible. The highest chance for rain will be Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joe. 54 degrees currently. Overnight low 53. Mostly cloudy tonight. We had a couple of inflatable Santa stories this week, Austin. And here's one that I guess could have been wacky or good news here. An awesome Christmas miracle, perhaps, or the opening sequence of a horror movie. You decide. But some residents in Texas say that an enormous inflatable Santa Claus randomly showed up in the neighborhood. Nobody knows who put it there, but it's there now, and it's about as tall as a house. I mean, the thing is absolutely massive. It's been up for a week. The locals love it, especially the kids. So if you were driving through your neighborhood and you saw this, I mean, it's
that would creep
impressive.
Me out.
It would creep you out. You wouldn't be in favor of the inflatable Santa.
I mean, yeah, because I would be like, what? Because first of all, like big things like that freak me out. Like tall, like statues. Ooh, I don't like that. So it's like to see like a huge inflatable out of nowhere, I'd be like, what in the world? Like who put that there? Especially if it was like near my house, I'd be like,
yeah,
peeking out the window. I don't know what that's all about. And three men in Oklahoma were arrested for stealing $100,000 worth of Dr. Pepper syrup and then selling it at a gas station. Two of them would steal pallets of Dr. Pepper syrup from a warehouse, and the third culprit was the guy at the gas station. He allegedly knew he was getting stolen syrup, and that's why it was so cheap. He'd pay the other two a lot less than what it would cost from Dr. Pepper itself, and they'd keep the money.
Yeah, new poll asks, would you rather have $1 million right now or earn 3 cents for every step you take with no limit there? 56% of people say they'd take the 3 cents per step. If you did the math of, you say, 10,000 steps a day, that's $300 a day, of course. Mm-hmm. And over the course of a year, it's about $109,000. So about 10 years of that, a little less, you've got yourself your $1 million there, and you can keep on going.
And I always think about technicalities here. Like, if I'm sitting in my seat and my feet can touch the floor, I'm sitting in a higher chair now. But if I'm sitting, you know, low enough to where my feet are easily touching the floor while I'm sitting, can I just stomp my feet and make money that way?
I would say no. This is actual active walking.
Yeah, these are purist steps, okay? Yeah. None of that. Yeah, none of that Bush League stuff. That's sorry. Right. All right, look, moving on to good news here. A Tampa woman's show of support for a Jewish friend is now a viral trend on social media. Tis the season for Hanukkah. Jennifer Marshall is the woman behind Project Menorah. She has a Jewish friend in California, and he was worried about putting up a menorah display because of a spike in anti-Semitism as of late, and he didn't want to put a target on his family. Marshall, however, told him that she'd put up a menorah in her window, even though she's not Jewish, as a sign of solidarity. When she posted about this online, others decided to follow suit, and Project Menorah was born.
Very cool there. Also, here's a good idea for our distinguished sheriff and Pensacola Police. Nothing can spoil Christmas like having your presents stolen off your doorstep, I can imagine. Police, though, in Sacramento have been successful catching porch pirates using bait packages. Many of those caught are repeat offenders. Police say they put tracking devices inside decoy packages filled with valuable items, and those caught can face a variety of consequences depending on how valuable the contents of the package are. So, I mean, you kind of got a roulette thing going on. You could get a felony or a misdemeanor depending if it's $950 or more or less. So that's pretty cool. You know, we had PPD spokesman Mike Wood on this week, and he was saying, you know, they've had, I think, one instance of porch pirating so far. Obviously, with, you know, the holidays getting closer and closer, more people sending stuff could be a big thing to watch out for. But I love that idea of having, you know, bait packages that you have tracked.
Absolutely.
And just getting people. If there's particular neighborhoods, areas that this is common, I think that would be an awesome thing to implement here. That'll do it for us here on a Thursday. We'll let Austin get out of here so he can go watch his Steelers and the Patriots. I would certainly hope so, Austin.
I would. We're 7-5. Come on, man.
6:59. That'll do it for us here back on a Friday. Same time, same place, 4-7. We'll see you then. Pensacola right now.